Hello to anybody out there who might be listening. My name is Amber, and right now I've decided to call the podcast Depressed Out Loud because I think our society is becoming more open about discussing mental illness, depression in particularly, and I want to encourage that and to support that and to support those of us who struggle with this issue to talk about it out loud. Not to keep it buried on the inside. I intend to discuss depression in a variety of ways. I want to talk about depression in the media, fictional, non-fictional. I want to talk about my own anecdotal experiences. And I want to talk about the medical field, the psychological field. Their advances in it, their research in it. And so hopefully I will be able to provide everybody with some kind of material that will interest them. Whether you're like me, a longtime sufferer of depression, whether you're someone who's just, for whatever reason you may have, experiencing an onset of depression, you know, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, an injury, or maybe you don't have depression. Maybe somebody you know does. Or maybe you don't know anybody who does. And maybe you just want to learn how to understand. This is by no means an exclusive club. I welcome everybody to this discussion. And I hope that together we can enrich each other's lives. And learn how to be happier with ourselves. With the world, feel more comfortable in our skin, feel more confident and successful, and not let this illness rob us of those things which we deserve. Now, I do want to start by talking about an issue that I'm currently experiencing, and I will begin this discussion by explaining to you a brief outline of my current academic history. I graduated from high school in 2008, and I took a year off until I decided to go to college. I was living in Rapid City at the time, the second largest city in South Dakota, but I decided to apply for Black Hills State University in Spearfish. And originally, I think I applied for a degree in biology, but eventually I changed it to psychology. I was able at first to take night courses in Rapid City, but all I could complete were my gen eds, my general education credits. Then they created the university center, but they still did not offer psychology as a complete degree through there, so you still had to go to Spearfish to finish your undergraduate degree. And so after a couple of years, that's what I started to do. I would travel to Spearfish, and that was about a 40-minute drive away, 45-minute drive. But I had to stop because when I was 16, my dad committed suicide, which I am wholly confident is an issue I will discuss at some point on this podcast. But as some kind of form of compensation, you know, if you can really call it that, I month by month, received payment, financial payment. So that for a while was what I was using to travel to Spearfish. And when that payment stopped when I was 23, I stopped going to school because the job that I did get in an attempt to be able to afford gas money to get to Spearfish was not offering me enough hours. And I needed a job, whether I went to school or not. So I quit school, and I didn't go back for about 3 more years. And by then, I had moved down here to a town called Gregory, which is comparably smaller. We've got about 1,200 people. And I decided that I didn't feel fulfilled in my current life and that I wanted to finish my degree. So I did a transfer from Black Hills State University to the University of North Dakota. I applied as a distance learning student, and I got accepted. And the first year or two, this has kind of been true for all of my academic career. I did really well. And then I stopped doing well. My last semester at UND was this last semester, the spring of 2017. I did terribly. They weren't hard classes, and I enjoyed them. But I was just feeling so low about myself that I didn't attend to them as I should have. And I ended up neglecting to sign up for this semester. You know, fall of 2017 to spring of 2018. And I thought, well, okay. You know, part of that was because I left my job that I'd had for 4 years, took a little bit of a break, traveled a bit, and then got a new job. And this new job was longer hours. I didn't know the mechanics of it. And I thought, well, I'll take a semester off, figure out how this job is going, and then, you know, how I can work school into it. And so a while ago, I started thinking that I needed to get online and, you know, check to see when registration was, you know, when enrollment for classes was. And I kept putting it off. And I kept putting it off. And I think that was for a lot of reasons. You know, I was so ashamed of how I had handled myself last semester. I didn't want to face it. I also didn't want to have to talk to the woman who'd been my proctor. I was afraid that, especially if I had to take one of the classes again that she proctored for me, that she would think I was stupid, I was an idiot. And so I kept putting it off and putting it off. And about a week ago, I thought, God, you know, absolutely nothing has changed. If this is what I am going to keep doing, if I just keep shoving it off to the side, then I haven't improved. And I want to improve. So Wednesday, I got on my computer, tried to log into my accounts for school, could not log in, could not remember my password, thought I remembered my username correctly, tried to retrieve my password. The computer was telling me, sorry, they don't have an automatic retrieval process. You have to call tech support. And I had two thought processes right there. One, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. They're not open. There's no way they'll be open this week. You know, the remainder of this week. I have to wait till Monday. And two, I absolutely do not want to call anybody. Because I wanted to register for next semester, spring of 2018. Well, crap. You know, that's pretty close. Were they going to think I was stupid? Well, you need your books. You need to fill out your FAFSA. You need to enroll in your classes. How are you going to get that all done in a month? You should have been doing this months ago. You know, I feared that judgment. And that judgment, you know, it's terrifying because it's stuck in your head. Even if you're trying to ignore it, you just, if you can't hear it, you feel it. And so I waited until today and I got back on my computer and I decided try a little bit more, snoop around. And through a complicated measure, I was able to log in to my accounts without having to call technical support. I got my FAFSA for next year done. I got logged into my accounts. I was feeling so much better. I was proud of myself. And I thought, well, maybe I won't be able to enroll in this coming semester, which provided its own set of complications. God, it take you know, it's gonna take me 10 years to get my bachelor's degree, seriously? You know, feeling like an idiot, feeling stupid. And so I'd sit there and I'd tell myself, at least I'll get one. At least I will have it. I'm not going to give up now. I only have 21 credits left. I can do this. But when I was looking at my profile on the website, it didn't show that I had an advisor. And I was getting notifications about exit counseling. And so then this new fear popped up. Well, what if you're not even enrolled anymore? What if you can't register for classes? And so I was borderline panic attack. I went out and I had a cigarette, which I don't condone doing. You know, smoking isn't very healthy, but I picked it up for my own reasons at one point. And I came back in and I started Googling, you know, am I still enrolled in college after I've been gone for a semester? Wasn't very helpful. I was looking all over the website, like, well, when are the enrollment dates for next semester? Like, should I be able to do that? Not even if not next semester, next year. I should still be able to do that, right? I just left for a semester. I can still log into my email. I can still log in into everything else. And then I got an idea because it popped up. Well, why not just call the registrar? The number's right there. I sat there for about 5 minutes. I don't want to call the registrar. I don't want to talk about this with them. I don't want to be judged. I can just call them tomorrow. Or better yet, I mean, I'm sure everything will be fine. I'm sure if I just wait until the summer, I'll see that familiar little link on the website where it just tells me enroll in, you know, fall of 2018. I'll just wait. But I've gone through this enough. I know waiting is not really a solution. It's a gamble. You know, you don't confront the thing, whatever the thing is. You feel a little bit of anxiety. You feel depressed because you should have been doing it. But if you put it off long enough, maybe you'll forget about it. Maybe you'll forget feeling scared, feeling bad. But it doesn't answer the question. You never actually really know if it worked out. So I stared at my phone and at the computer screen. And I battled with my brain over it. But I finally called that number, and each ring made my heart pound even faster. But you know what happened? A woman picked up and was very helpful. And she told me that I would just have to go online and fill out an application for readmittance, or whatever it's called. Readmission. And it wasn't the application like when you're transferring or when you're applying for a college. It was a different concept entirely, but I would just have to fill one of those out. And so I did. And right now, things are still up in the air. I have to wait 3 to 5 business days for them to get me back, and I don't know what all impacts their decision. I don't even know if it's something necessarily to worry about. You know, am I going to be allowed back in just because I submitted a form and I checked some boxes? No, I've never been convicted of this kind of crime. No, I've never done this. You know, this was the semester I last attended. This is the semester I'm looking to attend again. I'm scared a little bit. because my last semester was terrible? What if they look at it and they go, oh God, we don't want her back? You know, I remember being very open with it about my Norwegian professor at the very end, because somehow my proctor and I had totally forgotten to schedule. Well, we'd scheduled it, but we'd forgotten about one of my exams. And he asked me if I could take it by midnight that night. And I had totally missed it. And I wanted to thank him for the opportunity, even though it was no longer an option. You know, the fact that he had extended that kindness. And I did explain to him, you know, it's been a tough semester for me. I didn't really go in depth about it. But his comment was, wow, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have picked up on that, because your work was solid. And so to anybody who might be listening, this was more than just an egotistical ramble. Self-indulged ramble. You know, this is something that I'm saying to remind myself and to let you know. Those voices in your head that are telling you, God, you're stupid, you can't do anything right, everybody's gonna think you're an idiot. Those aren't reality. And we can change those thoughts. And that's something that I'm very interested in discussing later on as well, is the process of thought retraining. I mean, it can be done. It's just a matter of conditioning. You know, we've been conditioned to think this way about ourselves, so we can condition ourselves to think differently than that. Likewise, that voice that tells you, oh, just do it tomorrow. I don't feel like it. That voice isn't any better. Because one thing I learned from SpongeBob SquarePants, where Squidward says, why do today what you can do tomorrow? And Mr. Krabs responds, what is yesterday? What is today but yesterday's tomorrow? Excuse me. What we don't do today piles up and it gets bigger and more overwhelming. You don't have to push yourself. You don't have to get everything done. But do a little bit. Try to keep that burden to a minimum. Because if you don't confront it now, it's not going away. And the last thing I kind of want to mention is, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to communicate what's going on. You know, that woman, I imagine her sneering at me, making fun of me for what, you know, oh God, she didn't show up this semester. Wow. She was nothing more than helpful. And now, because I had the courage, and courage doesn't mean that you don't feel scared, that things aren't hard. Courage means working through that fear. But because I had the courage, even though my heart was beating so fast and I was sweating and I wanted to cry, I had the courage to call her. Now I have my FAFSA done for next year. And I have a form for readmittance. Excuse me. And I might not be going back next semester. And I feel a little bit bad about myself for that. But maybe it'll give me time to grow some more. Give me a little bit of time to save up money. You know, those college books are expensive. And I'm trying to look forward to it. Whatever you're going through, it's not something that you can't overcome. You might not be able to overcome it right now, and you might not be able to overcome it alone, but you can overcome it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'll have my crap together a little bit better. I have to head off to work soon. And just really wanted to share that with everybody. Have a wonderful day.